we can. Stop by for a tour today at 313 West 4th Avenue. Let the Emporia Recreation Center help you stay active for life.
KVOE Live and Local Sunshine, 56 degrees. Good morning. It is 8:46.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And joining us here this Thursday morning, Carla Fessler, Senior Center Director with a number of either upcoming or ongoing community activities at said Senior Center.
Carla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you on. How busy are things getting here with the, you know, things switching over here into full springtime mode the last few weeks?
We are having so much fun. Like I always say when I get to talk to you guys, this place is hopping. Just the other day, I took a picture of the parking lot because there was not a space to park. A lady came in and said, I've never seen the parking lot look like that. I couldn't find a parking place. So we're having a lot of fun here right now.
And that's got to be a good sign for you because, you know, obviously with the Senior Center kind of getting its feet back under it over the last year or so, one of the things that I know you've been discussing, board members have been discussing, is to, you know, really continue the work that's been ongoing for a while in making the center a community hub and not just for a certain age group. I would guess that the traffic that you're seeing is an indicator of that.
Yes, definitely. I think, as we've said before, I think the hit of the whole place is our lunches. We have people of all ages that are truly enjoying a $5 lunch, and we are having fun making, you know, coming up with fun things for people to eat and enjoy. We see a lot of traffic anywhere from 40 to 70 people come in for lunch on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's been a great success.
Yeah, how does that work? Food, where does food come from? Who does the cooking? How's that all set up, Carla?
Well, it started out that I was doing the cooking, but now I have a helper. So Sharon Finley is my sous chef, my assistant cook. She does a lot of cooking for us, too. So we split the time, which is great. We work well together. We just come up with things that we think sound good that are cost efficient. I build the menus usually with her help, but I look at things that are on sale at the store and what we can get and what people really enjoy. You know, we've had a few things that they're like, oh, you don't have to make that one again. We just love that.
What do you really think about that? Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind about it, but, you know, they're like, okay. You know, and yesterday we had shrimp kebabs, so we had big, giant shrimp and sausage and vegetables, and everybody that ate them were like, okay, you can keep making that one. And I said, well, that was kind of like a fun one that was a little pricier than most of them, but we had a case of shrimp that we'd gotten for, we had a Mardi Gras party, and we had shrimp left, and we said, we don't have enough for everybody to have a full helping. What could we do with these things? So we used those, and they were a hit, that's for sure.
Outstanding. Well, speaking of food, in a completely different vein here, we're talking about what's taking place a week from Friday, Bingo Beverages, Brats, and Burgers. You definitely have my attention on this one.
Well, I don't think this, by the way, the 15th of April, I will have been here 1 year, and it has gone so fast. I can't believe it. It's been a year. But this is our first fundraiser. And we're trying to make some improvements here. We're going to start working on raising some money to replace our tables and chairs. They are just all a bunch of mismatched, and tables are not in the greatest shape. So to make it more aesthetically pleasing and make me happy that it looks nice when you walk in, we're going to start working on that. So this is our first fundraiser. And as you know, my daughter owns 627. So she also has a liquor license, and she can take her mobile bar places. So for the first time, I don't know, maybe in history, I'm not sure, we'll be having some adult beverages at the Senior Center. We're going to play bingo with the old cards that I have, the little red windows that slide across the numbers. Okay. So this is not the dauber kind of bingo. This is call, and then, you know, read your numbers to make sure you really won, kind of really old-fashioned bingo. And then we're just going to have my husband and a friend of his are going to be grilling out burgers and brats, and they can get a $5 burgers and brats and chips. And then there'll be prizes for every bingo game. And then in the end, there'll be a chance to win $350. And then we're going to do just a small dessert auction. It's not probably going to be near what they do with those big fancy ones, but We've had some of our board members and myself that have volunteered to make some nice desserts, so we're going to do a silent auction for those. But that's really about it. We're just kind of looking forward to trying something different.
So what does it cost to get a bingo card?
The cards are $5 a piece, okay. Or you can get 5 for 20. And then we'll also have these, we do bingo here, you know,
sure.
Saturdays and Tuesdays. So we sell these things called early bird cards. And so we'll have one of my board members selling those. And those will be the chances to win the big money, too. And so they can purchase those as they want to. You don't have to. And so you can purchase any amount of cards that you'd like to purchase. Like I said, the meal's $5. And then the cocktails will be just paying Ashley and tipping her for bringing her bar here and serving us for that. We'll also have water, but as I said, it's a 21 and over, and we will have security guard here, too, in case anybody's wondering about that.
Getting a wee bit unruly. There you go with the bingo. Hey, Carla, how much money are you needing here to, I guess, replace the tables and chairs that you currently have? And you know, another question here, it sounds like a simple purchase, but it really sounds like one that you guys have given a lot of consideration for. Why is this important?
Yes. Well, you know, I've been trying to improve so many things, and we just want this to be to look nicer in here. And people, I think, in the past, and I don't know this for sure, but I think that they had donated these tables and chairs to us. And so hopefully when we are able to purchase some nice tables and chairs, we can pass that donation on to someone else who might need them. They aren't terrible, but I'm one of these people that I want everything to look nice, and I want it to match. And so I'm working on that just to make it look nicer when you walk into the senior center. And I don't even know. I had one kind of a price quote kind of thing, and it would be probably $5,000 or more to replace the tables and chairs. So we're just going to chip away at that a little bit. We don't do a lot of money-making things here at the senior center, and that's not what we want to do. We want to make sure everything is affordable and easy for our seniors or anybody that comes in to have or be able to do.
So how have your bingo nights been going? It looks like, from what I can tell, when I drive by there often, it looks like on bingo days and nights, you're pretty full out there.
Well, right now we have that Queen of Hearts thing going again. We had that when we first started that, I think we kind of explained the game, but the pot is up to over $18,000, and there are only 3 cards left to choose from. So what you do is you buy a ticket for $5, or again, 5 for 20, and then they put them all in a big hopper, and if your ticket is chosen, you get to come up and pick one of the remaining 3 cards that are upside down on this board it's sealed. And if you happen to get the Queen of Hearts, you split that $18,000 with us here at the Senior Center.
Woof.
Boy, I know.
That's so heady stuff right there.
Oh, I know. It's been crazy. The first time we ever tried it, it got up to $24,000 and down to, I think, 2 cards. And so somebody won $12,000. And then the next time, somebody won it on, like, the 3rd time. So they won, like, $750. And then now it's back up to 3 cards left out of 54 cards that nobody's picked the Queen of Hearts yet. So,
all right,
we'll see. I think Saturday is going to be a busy day at the Senior Center for all those people trying to win that money.
Agreed. So once again, bingo, beverages, brats, and burgers. Give us the details again here, Carla.
That is this Friday night. I'm not this Friday. I'm sorry. April 18th at 5:30. The doors open. So if people want to come in and get something to eat and get a drink and sit down and get their cards and get settled, bingo will start at 7. There'll be a dessert silent auction, and that's about it. It's going to be fun. We hope we have a good turnout.
I think you will, Carla.
Keep
up the great work out there.
Thank you, and I appreciate you guys' support. Have a great day.
You too. Carla Fessler, Director of the Emporia Senior Center. Active place out there.
You're not
for
kidding.
Sure, isn't it, man?
Yeah, and adding the lunches,
yeah.
Good idea.
No kidding, plenty going on there. Well, thanks to Carla, and good luck with more bingo coming up a week from tomorrow at the Senior Center. It's 8:55.
Escape the stress of your day and indulge in pure relaxation at the Midas Touch. From rejuvenating infrared saunas to hydrating skin wellness pods, our luxury spa treatments, like our popular red light therapy or massage, will leave you glowing, refreshed, and renewed. We're celebrating 23 years of beauty and wellness with huge discounts and exclusive giveaways at our free tan weekend open house April 12th and 13th. Plus, enjoy a complimentary free session in any of our spa or suntanning equipment. Don't miss out. Visit MidasTouchTans.com or call us today to book your session. Join the celebration at Free Tan Weekend at the Midas Touch.
Jalen Newman was selected as Emporia's radio station's March